It's the bread and butter event of the season for the Prince George Auto Racing Association. It's called Hit to Pass, and if you like seeing cars crashing into each other, not by accident, then PGARA Speedway is the place to be this weekend. The organized destruction on wheels starts Saturday evening on the freshly paved 3/8-mile oval track and two classes of hit-to-pass vehicles, conventional-sized vehicles and Mini Mayhem, entering the demolition derby. We're hoping for lots of cars and it looks like the weather is going to cooperate, said PGARA President Jamie Crawford. The popularity of hit-to-pass with spectators has held its own and it just seems to be climbing. Profits from events like Hit to Pass go into the not-for-profit club's coffers to pay for track improvements. This is the first Hit to Pass demo derby event on the new pavement at PGARA Speedway, which was completed in May. Crawford said the club also wants to improve track lighting as one of its priorities. It all starts Saturday at 6 p.m. with time trials and the best-appearing car contest. The bashing begins at 7 p.m. The Sunday show starts at 1 p.m. Time trials, with racing at 2 p.m. The time in lap gives drivers a chance to see how fast they can go and get them used to driving on the track. Hit-to-pass drivers are obligated to make contact with another vehicle at least once per lap. The driver who completes the most laps goes home with the lion's share of the loot, and there are also prizes for having the last car running. Saturday it's either a 100 or 125-lap main event, so the first car to get to that wins, said Crawford. The guy that gets the most laps out of the 125 is the big winner. You might have a car that breaks down very early in the race sitting in the pits and it gets running again. We're paying out $10,000 for the weekend, and if win both nights you could win yourself over $5,000. Admission costs $20, adults, $10, seniors and students $6.18, and free for kids 5 and under.